It's lunchtime here at the Talent Development Symposium, and I'm with Wolfgang Hoffmann. Wolfgang, you've got a show on the Fringe, yes?
Yeah, I've got a show called Soap, which is an acrobatic extravaganza with eight international acrobats doing working in bathtubs, and it's very much a like family entertainment type show, which did great business in the Assembly Hall.
That's amazing. I mean, that I can imagine a show of that kind of size. Just the logistics of putting it on is—it's expensive. It takes a lot of space to rehearse. How was that resourced?
The show was created in Berlin in a venue, a variety venue in the Berlin city center, and played there for almost 2 years. So we had a long time of honing it, of replacing certain artists that we could tour it even if people had other engagements, and we're now bringing it to Edinburgh in order to tour it worldwide. And it is a bit of an investment. It's nearly impossible to break even when you bring that many artists on the road and you want to pay everybody properly. But we're doing really well. We're filling a big space, and it's very fun. Yeah, very much fun.
That's great. And it sounds from hearing you talk early on that you're incredibly passionate about what you do. This isn't a way to make quick money. This is something that you're fighting against the logistics of it in order to make something special happen.
That's true. I just got very angry earlier when I felt we were all talking very jovially about the big structures, when it was really the people of the elites kind of talking, even though they were all lovely people and they're making great work, but they're still the privileged people who there are very few, you know. And what I, with all the talk about structural change, I thought the difference in their talent to the second best who hasn't got to eat, isn't that great to justify that much of a hype to one artist and no work for the other artist. That was kind of, and I just felt frustrated that like all our talk wasn't going to change anything.
Your comment while you were making it, it inspired in me a blog post which I wrote while I was in there. It inspired a blog post for me about what I described as the tyranny of scale, and how things of that kind of size, they become an obstruction just because they can only deal with things of equivalent size, and that anything smaller ends up missing out because the way that they measure value, it kind of ceases to be artistic and becomes something else, that actually people making great art end up being invisible because they don't meet the kind of the benchmarks that are set up by these enormous funding and resourcing bodies. You got angry about it. Can you see a way of changing it?
No, I think that my anger came from this point of that there wasn't going to be any change, and that there is such a, with all the, there was so much well-meaning in the room and people of stature and of responsibility and incredible kind of consciousness. I just had this feeling of it's not gonna change anything, and I'm the first person to say, you know, to every individual dilemma is an individual solution, you know. You have to, and I, when I came to Edinburgh with a show 11 years ago, I had a terrible time promoting it because I can't hype my own work, you know, and it's also everybody's doing it here. So I created 2 years later a system, like a venue program, where the companies had to talk about each other's work and they were sharing the box office, and there was a solidarity principle which not only was more effective or efficient, because people that saw my work liked it, and who I then told to see the other work, they took me seriously, while I could have spent all day on the street trying to convince them to come on my show if they hadn't known me. So I think that was to an individual, that was an example of which we heard many actually today, of people who are setting up certain schemes and structures, organizations to...
And that seems to be where the hope is, that there are a lot of people doing this kind of disruptive innovation. And Heimer talked about that in his keynote speech, the kind of need for artists to kind of be able to go beyond the kind of artistic strictures of the big organizations that
we... He said something, sorry for interrupting, but he said something that I totally agreed with, which was the need for laboratories, for people to connect with each other and to work Into the Blue, and then he said something that I totally didn't connect or didn't agree with, which was that he said, we don't need to tell stories anymore, you know, like kind of the artist needs to be as uncompromised as anyone. Yeah. And it felt like in his acknowledgement of the intelligence of the audience, which I'm also very, I agree that it's not about the message, it's about the experience you give the audience, and you don't have control over their response.
Yeah.
But still, it doesn't mean that you have to go in the opposite direction and be completely, now I don't want to generalize. I think telling stories, being simple, doing something that connects on a very simple human level is still very worthwhile.
Well, it seems that suggesting that people shouldn't tell stories is as prescriptive as forcing them to. I'm wondering the degree to which it's a kind of semantic differentiation, because it seems now that art exists within a narrative rather than just to tell one, that actually, that because so much of what we do as artists, that rather than it kind of people encountering it when they come through the door, because of the web, people who often have an experience of what it is they're going to see or hear, or the lives of the people that are involved through connecting with them online, and that people can follow what a particular theatre company or musician or director is up to in a far more immediate and
specialized,
unmoderated way, that we don't need big media kind of getting in the way, that we can actually kind of connect directly with the people that are making the art. And so the narrative around it, rather than the narrative of the art itself, the narrative around it becomes key to our engagement with it. So you can have an experience, an art event, which exists within the narrative of its own existence. Does that make sense?
It's very well put. I have nothing to add to that. That's excellent. Yeah.
And that kind of means that for me is part of the excitement of this, is actually that one of the problems with funding as a concept is that it has to go hand in hand with cost reduction, and that funding bodies are good at giving away money. They're not good at telling people how not to spend it.
Yeah. I think, I mean, well, we talked earlier at this table there about when it was about festivals, that I thought it's a lot of money gets wasted when organizations work away from the area of expertise. And I believe strongly that festivals are there to celebrate excellence.
Yeah.
They're not there to produce new work.
Okay.
And a lot of, because that's not where their strong point is. And new work is not necessarily, or in most instances, in my experience anyway, is not finished when you premiere it. Yet festivals put enormous amount of their resources into productions of certain companies or artists, and then put them on at that level, at the highest ever level, to premiere. And it could be the kiss of death for that particular work, because it's not finished, you know? And it's also detrimental to the festival's policy of developing an audience that is specialized and or that gets attuned to certain art and has a certain expectation. If they're confronted with something unfinished, they're dropping off again, you know. So the audience development aspect of the festival is undermined by taking risks like that and not buying work in that or presenting work that is honed and is finished.
Is that because the festival structure, because it's not an ongoing proposition, that it has no built-in risk mitigation? It doesn't know how to that if you fail at a festival, it's got no way of kind of compensating for that, the effect of that risk. That if in the worst case scenario a new work gets no audience, It kills it.
It probably gets the audience, but it gets a terrible reaction because the work wasn't done. They go like, you know, I'm seeing whatever. We just talked to the National Theatre Scotland, you know, who make work. They're very well resourced, you know. It's like, and then people say like, okay, you are the major, like you get the most money in the country here, you know. It's like your work would be good. So they get really scrutinized, you know, for what they do, you know. If they're putting something on like that is half finished, that means they get very strong slack for it, and I think it's not good for the festival, for their international profile, etc. You know.
So what are the sort of developmental stepping stones to that excellence? What's in place now that helps people to get to that position where you know, a festival could book them efficiently, and what is missing? Do we need a kind of circuits of venues that
I think it's not necessary. I think you need more middle ground, you know.
Yeah.
You don't need, like, the tendency is in the arts, and that's not only from the institutions, which I like to demonize, but also from the artists themselves, is like, and the huge ego aspect and vanity aspect, where people want to be the first one to book certain work, or artists want to show their work at certain places and elbow everyone out of the picture who could be a competition. And so I think more middle ground is necessary, more money to production companies that can make work, invest in work, and then also have a strong interest in keeping that work going, keeping maintaining it, because not every artist is good at, like, I'm always bad at, like, I always was interested in the next project. I was not interested in my old production.
Yeah.
Yet, like, a lot of resources and money had been invested, and so a producer who make that investment should actually make the decision and say, I want to... this needs to go places. Yeah. I'm sorry, I very quickly. Wolfgang here?